exactly which one. It's whether I can get to it, and whether it's. Yeah, let's see if I can get through that one. It's been a while since I've done the really sick note. There was a long gap between. Well, okay. My first album came out in 1991, and my second album came out in 1994. And the third one came out in 1997, and we managed to get it down to 1999 for the next one. And actually, the next one only was about 6 months after that, or was it 6 months before that?
It was 6 months after.
Right, okay. But that was a remix, so it didn't quite... God, I'm trying to remember all the sick note here. I may not be able to. It's been a while.
We've got your script, sir. I mean, we've got the
songbook. If you got the songbook, bring up the songbook. That'll make it a lot easier.
All right, Tom. You know that's a Frank Hayes song.
An excellent book. Everyone should buy one.
While you can.
In about 1 month, I'll have it. I don't know who has it here.
I got it. It's fine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
In the meantime, if you want his older stuff, which he didn't mention, I got
him
all.
Can you say
eBay?
Oh, come on. Some people don't think this is filk because it's not a science fictional song. I don't really care. My friends, I sing this little song to tell a tale of woe about a misadventure I had a while ago. I've managed to recover, but I'm telling you the truth. To pick up girls is now a game of my forgotten youth.
This is slightly racy and raunchy, so you don't have to listen, but do, because it's funny.
I was sitting in a local pub from my house not too far. I nursed a couple of Pepsis and devoured the taco bar. When in she walked, or should I say, she made an entrance. 'Twas then I realized how bloody damn tight were my pants. She moved across the floor like 'twas quicksilver in her joints. My face grew hot and my blood pressure shot up 30 points. She looked around, her eyes met mine, and then she smiled at me. And that's the very moment that I really had to pee. To my surprise and joy, she was still there at my return. And as we sat and talked, familiar flames began to burn. And so the long and short of it, when everything was said, we went back to her place to pressure test the waterbed. We started getting friendly, then we started getting brash. Then we started getting naked, moving faster than the flash. With both her hands in mine, right down upon the bed I sat. And that's when I discovered that the lady had a cat. Well, Tabby whipped around and sank her claws into my leg. And I began to howl and bleed and whine and curse and beg. And Tabby ripped the mattress open as she tried to flee. And spilled the damn massage oil over Lady Cat and me. I gave a yelp and grabbed the cat. The fur flew fast and thick. We found ourselves awash on a patchouli oil slick. The blanket tried to throttle me, and amidst this frantic damp, the cat tried once more to escape, and it broke the bedside lamp. Now water, oil, and voltage spell electrolysis to me. And in that half-ton lava lamp, our split ends cease to be. We're soggy, burnt, and hairless, but friends, what's really bad is that's the most fantastic sex that I have ever had. I'm doing rather better since that monkey loved deep fry. My body hair has all grown back. Most nights I'm pretty dry. But I've sworn off babes with waterbeds and cats that can't escape. And now you know why it took so long to get the second tape. Thanks for the use of the book. I will use it for a minute more if I may, please.